faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So faith from that passage, that verse, you know, faith is something that is invisible. You can't see it. You cannot see faith. But guess what? Faith has substance. Amen. It has substance. It is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. So faith has substance and faith has evidence. Think about those two words, substance and evidence. Substance is something that you can work with, you know. It is substantiated. Right? It is substantiated. It's the substance of things hoped for. Now, how do you begin to hope for something? Think about that. Somebody look at you and say, boy, you don't have any faith. It's like, I have to muscle up my faith and work up my faith and to, you know, if I pray and the prayer is not answered, it's like, I don't have enough faith. It's like faith was totally dependent upon me. And guess what? I was wrong. I was wrong. Because what that did, that left God out of the picture. It left God out of the picture. And everything was now dependent upon me. And if we're not careful, we can be like those persons who practice positive thinking. In other words, for positive thinkers, the more you think positively, they say, is the more positive power you have. And that's not how faith works. That's not how faith works. Now the Bible says, and I'm coming back to what we're talking about. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, the word, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. That's a faith word. That's a now word. That's a rhema word. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I told you that during this week the word of the Lord came to me. And he said, preach. And if you shall say to this mountain, amen? In other words, beloved, the word of the Lord is a faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? In other words, it is a rhema word that comes to us. And that's very, very important. You see, you can have faith that you're going to get a wife or a husband by the end of the year. And that faith can be just based upon your desire and your urgency. But the question is, was it a rhema word from God? Was it a rhema word from God? Because you know something? God is committed to his word. When God gives you a word, God says that word will not return void. And we need to understand that word is a rhema word. Every one of us have a specific destiny appointed by God. Every one of us. Amen? But we need to get a rhema word from God. Now, what Jesus was saying to them, you know, he said, if you have faith, he's saying, if you have a word from God, if God tell you to curse this tree and command it to dry up, tree going to dry up. But if I look at this and say, boy, you know, Jesus prayed for that tree now, and it dry up. Me can pray for the tree and it dry up too. And if that is the basis, and I go to the tree and I say, tree, dry up in the name of Jesus. The tree not going to dry up. Because you need to get a word from God. You need to be prompted by the Holy Spirit. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's not a mind thing. And that's why the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And it's very important to get hold of this principle. Because you can become frustrated and vexed with God. Because you can be praying for things that God has not spoken to you about. But praying for things that you desire, that you want. And you become frustrated. Because God has not given you a rhema word concerning that thing.